Happy Light Festival.
欢乐的灯节。
The story describes a simple light festival in a small village, where villagers come together to celebrate and send colorful lights into the night.
这个故事描述了一个小村庄的简单灯节，在那里村民们聚在一起庆祝，并在夜晚放出彩灯。
A day in a foreign country.
一天在一个陌生的国家。
A simple story about a person who visits a new country and discovers differences in language, culture, and tradition.
一个关于某人参观新国家并发现语言、文化和传统差异的简单叙述。
Mary goes to a new country today.
玛丽今天去新国家。
She is very excited.
她非常兴奋。
She travels by plane.
她坐飞机旅行。
The plane arrives after 3 hours.
飞机三个小时后到达。
Mary arrives in the new city.
玛丽到了新城市。
She looks around.
她看了看四周。
She finds a market.
她发现了一个市场。
The market is big.
市场很大。
There are many stalls.
有很多摊位。
The stalls sell vegetables.
摊位卖蔬菜。
She also sees fruits.
她也看到水果。
The fruits are colorful.
水果颜色鲜艳。
She likes to try different foods.
她喜欢尝试不同的食物。
She buys apples.
她买了苹果。
The apples are sweet.
苹果很甜。
She feels happy.
她感到快乐。
Mary continues to explore.
玛丽继续游览。
Title: Hannah's First School Day.
故事的题目是汉娜的第一天上学。
Description: The story is about Hannah and her first day at a new school where she makes new friends and discovers exciting subjects.
描述故事讲述了汉娜和她在新学校第一天找到新朋友并发现有趣科目的故事。
Hannah woke up early today.
汉娜今天早早醒来。
She excitedly put on her new school uniform.
她很兴奋地穿上了新的校服。
At breakfast, she felt a bit nervous.
早餐时，她有点紧张。
On the way to school, she met another new student.
去学校的路上，她遇到了另一个新生。
Her name was Lily.
她的名字叫莉莉。
They walked into the school together.
她们一起走进了学校。
In the classroom, Hannah sat next to Lily.
在教室里，汉娜坐在莉莉旁边。
The teacher smiled and welcomed the new students.
老师微笑着欢迎新学生。
The first lesson was math class.
第一节课是数学课。
Lily helped Hannah with a problem.
莉莉帮汉娜解决了一个问题。
Next was art class, which Hannah really enjoyed.
接下来是艺术课，汉娜非常喜欢。
Hannah drew a picture of her family.
汉娜画了一幅关于家庭的画。
At lunch, she shared snacks with Lily.
午餐时，她和莉莉分享零食。
In the afternoon, it started to rain, but they played inside.
下午开始下雨，但她们在室内玩耍。
After school, Hannah felt happy.
放学后，汉娜感到高兴。
She had new friends and learned new things.
她有了新朋友并学到了新东西。
At home, she talked about the day with her family.
在家，她和家人谈论这一天。
Hannah decided to be excited every day like today.
汉娜决定每一天都像今天一样兴奋。
A cultural misunderstanding.
一个文化误解。
This story tells of an intercultural misunderstanding between Tom and his Japanese colleague, caused by different communication styles, and how they resolve it.
这个故事讲述了 Tom 与他的日本同事之间因为不同的交流风格而产生的跨文化误解，以及他们如何解决这场误解。
Tom works at a multinational company.
Tom 在一家多国公司工作。
He has a Japanese colleague named Hiroshi.
他有一个日本同事叫 Hiroshi.
Tom likes to address issues directly.
Tom 喜欢直接指出问题。
However, Hiroshi prefers indirect communication.
然而 ,Hiroshi 更喜欢委婉的沟通。
In a meeting, Tom directly pointed out an error.
一次会议上， Tom 直接指出了一个错误。
Hiroshi felt embarrassed and uncomfortable.
Hiroshi 感到尴尬和不舒服。
After the meeting, he talked to Tom about his feelings.
经过会议，他与 Tom 谈了他的感受。
Tom understood Hiroshi's point of view.
Tom 理解 Hiroshi 的观点。
He realized that direct communication might cause misunderstandings.
他意识到直接沟通可能会引起误解。
Hiroshi also understood that Tom just wanted to improve work efficiency.
Hiroshi 也明白 Tom 只想提高工作效率。
Through this conversation, they learned about each other's communication styles.
通过这次谈话，他们学到了彼此的沟通方式。
As a result, they set better expectations for future interactions.
结果，他们为未来的互动设定了更好的期望。
They realized that sometimes cultural compromises are needed.
他们意识到了文化上有时需要妥协。
This experience improved their understanding and friendship.
这种经历增进了他们的理解和友谊。
They began to approach cultural differences with an open mind.
他们开始以更开放的态度面对文化差异。
This incident made them a better team.
这次事件使他们成为更好的团队。
Since then, they have valued cultural training more.
从那以后，他们更加重视文化培训。
Title: Colorful Art Summer.
标题：色彩丰富的艺术夏季。
Description: A detailed narrative about a summer workshop where artists discuss the significance of colors and shapes in various cultures and create imaginative works.
描述：一个详细的故事，讲述一个夏季工作坊。艺术家们探讨不同文化中颜色和形状的意义，并创造出富有创意的作品。
As the first rays of summer sunlight spilled over the small town, artists began to gather in an ancient gallery.
当夏天的第一缕阳光洒在小镇上时，艺术家们逐渐聚集在一个古老的画廊中。
Nestled in a lush garden, the gallery is renowned for its rich artistic history.
这座画廊坐落在一个繁茂的花园中，以其丰富的艺术历史而闻名。
Artists from around the globe come here to work on projects that intersect culture and color.
来自全球的艺术家们到这里来从事关于文化和颜色相交的项目。
They sketch their ideas on canvases under the warm sunshine.
他们在温暖的阳光下的画布上勾勒出他们的想法。
In this vibrant place, even the air encourages creativity.
在这个充满活力的地方，即使是空气也在鼓励创造。
Visitors are often mesmerized by the dance of colors and light around them.
参观者们常常被周围颜色和光的舞蹈所陶醉。
Each piece of art tells its own story of color.
每个创作的艺术品都讲述了自己的颜色故事。
Within these artworks, from the calming blues of the east to the vibrant yellows of the west, each hue carries a special meaning.
在这些艺术品中，从东方的舒缓蓝色到西方的活跃黄色，每种阴影都有着特别的意义。
During discussions, artists passionately share and debate their intentions behind the use of color.
在讨论会期间，艺术家们激烈地分享和辩论使用颜色的意图。
Some believe that every note of color evokes a specific emotion or cultural memory.
有些人认为每种颜色音符都能唤起一种特定的情感或文化回忆。
At the end of the day, the exhibition showcased the fruits of their daily labor.
一天结束时，展览展示了这些天努力的成果。
The pieces often spark new ideas and reflections among the audience.
这些作品常常在观众中激起新的想法和思考。
The stories of culture and color they tell through visual language are just a part of the collective creativity.
他们用视觉语言讲述的文化和颜色故事只是群体创造力的一部分。
As the sun set, artists sat in the garden sharing experiences of the day.
日落时，艺术家们坐在花园中，分享一天的经历。
The quiet of the night stood in stark contrast to the vibrancy of the day.
夜晚的寂静与白天的生动形成鲜明对比。
The artists knew that the next day they would embark on a new journey of color exploration again.
艺术家们知道，第二天他们将再次开始不同的颜色探索。
They looked forward to the creativity and discoveries the new day would bring.
他们期待着新一天里的创意和发现。
School systems in transition over time.
随时间变化的教育系统。
A deep dive essay examining the evolution and transformation of school systems in various countries, including educational policies and their impacts on students.
一个深入的文章，研究了不同国家学校系统的发展和变化，包括教育政策及其对学生的影响。
With the acceleration of globalization, educational systems face unprecedented demands for adjustment.
随着全球化的加速，教育系统面临前所未有的调整需求。
Technological advancements have brought forth novel pedagogical methods.
技术进步带来了全新的教学方法。
Online learning platforms are gradually supplementing the traditional classroom.
在线学习平台逐渐补充了传统的课堂。
Nations continually adjust their curricula to reflect the changes in society.
国家不断调整自己的课程设置以反映社会的变化。
Shifts in educational policies are crucial for future learners.
教育政策的转变对未来的学习者至关重要。
The educational models in certain countries exhibit greater flexibility.
某些国家的教育模式显示出更高的灵活性。
Some nations emphasize practical knowledge rather than just academic achievement.
有些国家强调实践知识而不仅仅是学术成就。
Student mental health and well-being receive increasing attention.
学生的心理健康和福祉越来越受到关注。
Some educational systems promote strategies for gender equality and diversity.
一些教育体系推动性别平等和多样性的策略。
Assessment of educational quality becomes a key consideration in policy making.
教育质量的测评成为了政策制定的关键考虑因素。
Global cooperation can foster the sharing of best teaching practices.
全球合作可以推动最佳教学实践的分享。
The future of education may become increasingly reliant on technological innovation.
教育的未来可能会更加依赖于技术进步。
The universalization of educational rights remains a global challenge.
教育权的普及仍然是一个全球性的挑战。
Education reforms around the world reflect cultural uniqueness.
世界各地的教育改革反映了文化独特性。
Certain policies aim to increase educational opportunities for marginalized groups.
某些政策旨在提高弱势群体的教育机会。
Teacher training is pivotal to improving the quality of education.
教师培训是改善教育质量的关键。
Educational research must continue to align with societal changes.
教育研究必须继续跟上社会变化。
Global educational exchanges can broaden the horizons of both students and teachers.
全球教育交流能拓宽学生和教师的视野。
Despite facing different educational challenges, nations share the aspiration for continual learning advancement.
各国面临的教育挑战虽然不同，但他们都希望促进学习的持续发展。